Blog Talk Radio.
I think that's for us. What do you think?
I think it is. And each time I hear it, I can imagine myself sitting next to you one day. I am coming to New York, I think.
Would that be beautiful? Would that be a beautiful thing? And you know, that's, for anybody who's listening to the intro, that's Nina Simone. And she's like I adore her. May her soul rest in peace. We got so many wonderful pieces of music from her. And when that theme song starts, I'm going back and forth in my chair. I'm actually, there have been times I actually stood up in the studio and started dancing. So that would be a good thing. We could just like do a little dance as that intro comes in. Welcome people.
It would be a good thing.
I think so. We could do like a live stream or something, and you know, just I could dip you, I could twirl you. We could do something like that. I think that would be good. But welcome people.
My kids
welcome
would love
to
that.
She's Raising the Bar. I think they would, or they'd be terribly embarrassed because you know what? That's how it goes. That's really how it goes. We're on this earth to embarrass our youngins, you know? And then all of a sudden we become very cool. We become very cool all of a sudden.
It changes, right, Lori? It changes,
it does.
I think, over
it
time.
It really does. It really does. You know, think
anyway.
About it. I mean, when we were kids, we never wanted – I mean, I remember when I was walking with my – I was always very proud to be with my mother, but when I ran into a teacher or somebody older and they were actually talking to my mother, I was like, oh, my God, these are two older people talking about me. Just like you were just embarrassed by anything that was more mature than you, the way it is.
Yeah,
but it does
that's
change.
Just a fact of life.
It is. But welcome, people, to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio, in case you're wondering. In case you're also wondering, we've been on the air every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Now, listen to this, Liz, for 8 years. Huh? That's pretty special.
That is,
you know what? I think that deserves. I think that deserves this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, and now, the best part of it is we have become bi-coastal, and we are loud and proud. We are bi-coastal and holding up the West Coast of things is the lovely, talented, effervescent, soft but strong, Elizabeth Colossos. How about that?
Thank you. That was beautiful. Wow. I love those words.
I try. I heard you got verklempt.
Well, I do want to congratulate you on being a boss lady. So,
well, thank you for
that
darling. Yes.
Yes. When I saw you with Ladies Take the Lead, which you are,
thank you. You can still be a nice
boss lady. Many of them. I read them all, Lori. I know people don't know what we're talking about, but I'm going to give a quick shout out to Alina Friedman, and she heads Ladies Take the Lead, and she is has that entrepreneurial mind, which you kind of do too as well. And you know, she's featuring women in their, you know, local businesses they've created on their own. And so I was so excited to see you yesterday because, business, whether you work for one or you've created it, it's a lot of work. It's a business.
It is.
So,
it is. Yeah.
I think that was great to see you on there, and you are
definitely a
boss lady, a nice boss.
Thank you. I like to, you know, it's funny. We were, again, every business has been hit by the pandemic, and I had a franchise and lost quite a few locations because of all this. And I was talking to my assistant the other day, and she was saying, do you realize that last year at this time, we were already planning the office party? We were already planning, you know, we put the checks aside for the bonuses. You do this, you do that. And it's just crazy that, you know, that's not going to be part of this year's fabric. So I think especially as women, we have to stick together because, you know, we're all we've got. We've all we've got. So.
And you know what's coming up.
Oh, you know.
I mean, the day.
I was going to start off the show. I said, you know what? I don't want to necessarily go there too quickly. But being you gave me that lovely segue. I will. Next week at this time, darling, I will either be drunk with happiness or staying drunk for, right? Yeah. Yeah, so you're on the West Coast. So, you know, day drinking is can't start at 10 o'clock for you, but I'm 1 o'clock here, so I can definitely do it. So it's going to be a very interesting show next week. If we know anything, the world is going to be a very different place next week. And, you know, I'm going to say I'm not going to force people to do anything. But at least go out and vote. This is very important. And I'm so inspired by the lines that I'm seeing. I have friends texting me. I was online for 3 hours and 20 minutes, but I stayed online. And that is just, I think that is just what this country is about. Again, I could disagree with you, and that's fine as far as policy is concerned. But our right to vote is something that is so important. And the fact that people are getting out because they understand how important this year is. I think that's
The emotions are so heightened, Lori. They really are. We don't know yet. I'd like to know almost to just get it over with because I feel like, you know, the week before, there's always so many nerves and emotions and people are snippy. I've already seen it. You know, if you disagree with them, it's almost hard to talk about it. So all we can do is take a deep breath.
Yes, exactly. And,
you know,
and get out. And I always remember, you know, John's grandparents, I used to see them walking to the polls in their 80s. You know, they were immigrants from Italy, and they made sure. I don't think either one of them ever missed any election because they understood the importance in this country, and they walked if they had to, and they cast their ballot, and that's a beautiful thing, you know. It's a beautiful thing.
And
sometimes if you can't get out, then you could do something. Then you could be a poll worker or whatever. But the thing is, it's an important thing. It's an important thing. And next week is going to be what it's going to be, and we'll be here. So you know what? Depending on the outcome, I might be my head down on my desk with my headphones on, and you're going to man the show, sweetie pie. You're going to do everything.
Oh, well, then someone better win, okay? Because I cannot do that yet. I am not ready.
I know you could. I just put this in perspective here.
Like, I'm thinking, okay, we're Wednesday next week at this time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be up the whole night.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to be up the – this is what – and I don't want to pressure you, sweetheart, because I know I want your shoulders to be strong enough for this. Your delicate shoulders need to be strong enough for this. But I might be up all night drinking. And then I'm going to say to you, we're going to start the show. I'm going to have the applause button. Then it's all you, baby doll. It's all you.
Okay. Well, we will do a jewelry expo and then an apparel giveaway.
And then I'll be on this side. Yeah, blah, 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 rings. Blah, blah, blah,
no, I know.
Necklaces.
No jewelry expo. No expo. I think you're going to be having a nice, lovely, happy drink.
Okay. And we have to worry about,
sure,
I guess,
what
it's going to be on next week. I'm
not really sure what a happy drink is yet, but
that's
going to
be on you, sweetheart. That's going to be on you.
Okay.
But you know what? This is today's show. And you know what? You're going to love this woman. And I'm going to say, I'm also going to just a little sidebar here, because I noticed the last 2 weeks, I'm holding up the North because I had two Southern Belles on. I'm holding up the North, and boy, are my arms tired. This is enough. Sonia Marie Romero. Also, and you pointed it out also, the South is not going to rise on my show. I'm telling you right now. She's been on the show at least 3 times and wonderful. And she did actually a wonderful trade-off with Tammy Lee Webb, who was on last week. And, you know, Tammy Lee was the physical end and the exercise end of well-being. And Sonia Marie is a nutritionist to the stars. And it's going to be an interesting show, and I'll tell you why. We're going to have a bifold topic of eating healthy for the holidays. Now, holidays are a lot of people aren't feeling. I don't know if you've noticed the marketing of the holiday season hasn't been the same as it was last year, because a lot of people are feeling, you know, there's no reason to celebrate. But she's got wonderful recipes for the holidays. And also, and this is something we really need to polish up and embrace, you know, actually pumping up and strengthening your immune system. Because I think that's just as important as brushing your teeth nowadays. So I think she's on now. We're going to actually bring her on. You've never met her, but she is absolutely lovely, and I'm going to bring her on now.
I'm so excited to meet her.
Hello,
are you there,
ladies?
Sweet lady? How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh my God! Of course, it was wonderful. Sonia Marie, Liz Sonia Marie. That's my job. That's it.
Hi, Sonia Marie. Do you go by Sonia or Sonia Marie?
I go by Sonia, and thank you so much. Nice to meet you. I'm on the West Coast as well. So,
okay, because I saw Lafayette.
Uh-huh. No, I am a Southern Belle, Laura.
I know.
I got
my flag.
No, I know. My Southern flag. You know, Sonia, that my entire family, I know Lori wants to hear this, is they're from Baton Rouge and Lafayette, and that's where I grew up. And then I kind of hightailed it out of there at 17.
Wow.
And we must have been on that same train, you and I.
Wow.
That's when
Maybe we were.
I think we maxed out at 17 in Louisiana, and we have to move to California, it sounds like.
did you come with your family?
No, I did not.
Me either.
All of my family.
I bet we passed each other on the highway and then the freeway. I bet we passed each other. I had to come to school. I bet we did. But do you enjoy it out here?
I've lived here in California probably for about 20 of the 30 years I've been gone.
Right.
I've lived everywhere. I've lived in New York for 3 years. I lived in Japan. We lived in Maryland, Florida, Kentucky.
Wow.
Did a lot of moving. But most of my adult life since 17, I've been in California. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you can tell I've really studied this. Isn't Sonia Marie a French Lafayette name?
Sonia, yes.
She really did study.
No, I'm a total nerd. Lori laughs when I say I researched her. I researched this. I mean, Elizabeth is.
I love it.
And Lori, Elizabeth could go north or south.
Yes. Absolutely, sweetheart.
Right?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And I have a Colombian last name, so none of it makes any sense. We should just get to the holiday cookies.
Yeah. Now that you've drawn us off the road. Yes.
It's so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Anyway, it's nice to meet you. I just had to get the Lafayette thing out the way.
Oh,
that was driving me nuts.
Yes, all my family's still in Lafayette, Houston, Dallas. I have a sister, but most of them are right there in Lafayette, lots of friends in Baton Rouge. So, yes, go Tigers,
you get
go
it too.
Saints. I do.
Go Saints, yes, go Saints. I love New Orleans.
So fun. Yes.
Well,
so
anyway, Lori, you want to lead in?
I'm waiting. I have my feet up on the desk. I'm waiting till you're done. That's fine. Absolutely not. No, you have to get to know each other. That's fine. But, you know, Sonia, if you were listening to the show, I think you were in the queue listening to our banter back and forth. This is a really odd time of year because we don't know. A lot of people don't want to celebrate. There are no office parties. Nobody's really cooking for the holidays because of the quarantine. It's like, you know, I come from a very big Italian family. So if you don't have 24 people in a room, it's not a holiday. So a lot of people are foregoing even having any type of get together or celebration that would anoint the holidays. So this is my thought. How do you walk the line of telling people it's okay to celebrate the holidays? And I think they should, because there's still good things that we can embrace.
Absolutely.
There are still holidays, things are still going to happen. There are wonderful things in the world, and holidays are still part of it. How do you do that and still tell people at the same time, well, you know what? We have to be careful. We have to tonify the immune system. We have to do this. We have to do that. So I'm going to let figure out what you want to lead in with.
Awesome. I love that. It's so important that first we understand. I talk a lot about nutrition and the mindset with my clients, and there's so much going on. As you ladies were mentioning, next week is going to look far different than this week in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in that happy drinking that you ladies were talking about, right? What's a happy drink? It's all about balance and understanding, one, the quality of food we put in, and two, the quantity of nutrition and food that we put in. And it's about balance. It's not an extreme. And that's what I do teach my clients. I teach my clients that if we try to take care of ourselves and take care of our health and take care of our immune system, coming from a place of resistance and lack and extreme, we're doing it wrong. And it's not living. It's a diet.
Yeah.
It's a protocol. It's short-lived. It's not a lifestyle. It's understanding what little things that we do each and every day that can make such a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that's where I actually want to come from. And that's where I always teach from. Understanding, right? Why do we need an immune system? Why do we need to be aware that we need to support our immune system? And everybody hears this, right? You need to support your immune system. Why? What does it do? What's the point of it? And where is it affected in our everyday life? And stress is the number one cause of immune system breakdown. And it's who we're being while we're eating is what I call it. And
love that.
It's understanding the chemicals that we flood into our bodies by our emotions, right? We flood constant chemicals. Over 3,000 chemicals get flooded into our system by an emotional state. So the word, you know, our emotion is energy in motion, our feelings, mm-hmm. and so our fear-based feelings. And I love telling my clients this all the time, and they kind of laugh at first when I say it, but it's I tell them fear is such a debilitating word and feeling, and at the same time, it's not a real thing. And what I mean by that, it's what the feelings we put behind fear. It's an automatic, I call it, it's your step-by-step actions that go behind the word fear. And it's the words that lead up to what you make up of what the fear-based word is, right? So it's your own doing. Yeah. It's your own feeling. It's your own state of mind. And you're absolutely in control of it. And so when you understand that it's the actions, the thoughts behind the behavior habits that you do that guide those those feelings in your body, you can stop yourself and decide. You can stop yourself and decide that you can shift it in the mindset, right? But we have to have we have to have those things around us, people, right? Those positive people around us.
Yep.
If it's a negative, toxic person, you need to distance yourself and put yourself out in nature as much as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to leave that part of it alone, you know, but that's a really big part of it. Our immune system is, though, the front line of defense against all those other things that affect our immune system, the environmental toxins, viruses, bacteria. And unfortunately, these toxins are in our world everywhere, every day. We're in touch with those, and it's in an ever-increasing rate nowadays, right? That we can't control everything we're exposed to. And it's really easy to go down the flip side of that is everything is toxic around us. Plastic, our water, everything can be disrupted by it. And our immune system is this. What is our immune system? Our immune system is our body's security system. And our natural defense against harmful, contagious outbreaks that are out there. And we're in contact with thousands of them a day. And most of the time, our immune system neutralizes it without even knowing we've become in contact with those things. But however, if we have a weak one, and we might not win that battle against those same organisms, right? And how we get sick. So we rely on our immune system and what we eat, and our physical health and our mental health gets disrupted by a weak system. So if we're on top of that nutrition and we support the system to bolster and reduce those invading microorganisms, we can then defend ourselves against it and defend ourselves against the physical breakdowns that we get or the mental breakdowns that we can get through our system. And so we can do that naturally. We don't need medication to do that. We can do it, you know, with exercises. We get to build up our bone structure in our immune system. But the number one place we get to boost 70% of our immune system is in that gut lining of our stomach. It's where we build the most of it. It's where we build our serotonin and dopamine. It's where we build our melatonin, right? So now you're building your mental state and your sleep state. So if you are getting the right signals being sent to your brain, that I'm happy, I'm in a good mood, I can I can withstand all this negativity around me mm-hmm. and put myself quicker in that positivity state, then I'm ahead yeah. of the game. Those chemicals don't flood my immune system. I don't break down into a frustrating feeling like I need to pull the covers over my head and I can't get out of bed. You know, yeah. we can build that in a really easy, natural way. And that 70% gets to maintain those balance of our probiotics that nurture our immune system and foods that are probiotic rich, right? So kombucha yeah, yeah. and our sauerkraut mm-hmm. and kefir mm-hmm. and a really high quality probiotic can help us balance that. But yeah. the other thing that we need to keep in the forefront of our mind is intestinal cleaning. Mm-hmm. We don't actually pay attention to our intestines and our daily cleaning out of our system, right? Mm-hmm. Going to the bathroom every day mm-hmm. properly like we're mm-hmm. supposed to. Our mm-hmm. intestines is where we get our energy from. It's also yeah. where we absorb the nutrients from our food. And if we have toxic backup in our system, we can actually slow down and weaken our defense system. And if our intestines mm-hmm. aren't full of oxygenated food, things like having lemon in our body all day, and these good probiotics that we are talking about to thrive in our gut to help our digestion eliminate properly, we actually will feel sluggish and have brain yeah. fog and just feel mm-hmm. like we're kind of just going through the motion, numbing our system. And we need to keep our intestines clean, and we can do that in a really, really supported way. And I want to talk about this amazing little trick thing that we can do that will help in so many ways. And it's my first line of defense where microbials and bad bacteria being invaded into our body and helping our body absorb the things that we need. And I hope you don't mind, I'm going to elaborate on this little trick that I do with my clients all the time. And it's oregano oil. Have you ladies investigated or heard or used oregano oil in any way?
I have not.
Oregano in the proper, I don't have no oils, but I cook with oregano all the time.
Beautiful, beautiful, absolutely, right? It's your heritage, it's part of of your being, right?
It's wonderful.
There's so many things, and I wanted to share this because I thought this would be a fantastic a benefit, I call it, to my herbal medicine cabinet that you can keep on hand, especially through this pandemic, and ways to boost our immune system. But it does so much more than that. Oregano oil helps the body dispense unwanted fat out of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oregano oil also dispenses high cholesterol levels, those LDL levels. It can also help with pain in the body, in our joints and our ligaments.
Inflammation,
so powerful. It's so unbelievably powerful. And oregano oil is not, oregano is not just, and like the other herbs, oregano oil has 30 times the antioxidant properties of like thyme and marjoram. And it's so fascinating. And oregano it's been used forever in a day. It's, you know, the ancient Greeks and Romans used it for medicinal purposes. And the original name, oregano, comes from the Greek word oris, meaning mountain, and ganos, meaning joy and delight. So it's been around for ever in a day. But how we use this is really important. I use this for even my clients that have asthma and bronchitis and things like that. It's so powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really the most powerful, I find, antioxidant you can put in your body. And it has four times the antioxidants of blueberries. And,
wow.
And we use blueberries
wow.
a lot, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. The compounds are just profound. Go ahead.
Okay.
You said
You said it has 30 times more antioxidants than other herbs?
That's right.
Wow. And you're talking about the actual, like, I cook with oregano. I put it on everything, but that's not the same. You're talking about the oil.
So I'm talking about the oil because if you think about how much oil you get out of a dried or even a fresh oregano, right? How much has to be dispensed out of there to get what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, so, I know. I do put it on a lot, but not that
so, much. So you would have to get more, right? You would have to, there's no way you can consume it in a fresh state or a dry state. But it's very good that you are adding it in. Absolutely. You're going to get some of the components. But what I'm talking about is definitely having to use it in an oil form. But this is, it's really important to understand that if we're going to consume it and ingest it, to take it in like a gel capsule form. And you can take the drops. But you have to be really careful that you have a carrier oil that it is put into, or a lot of water has to be consumed with just two or three drops if you're using the actual oils in 8 to 10 ounces of water when you're consuming it. It is very spicy. It does have a burning effect if you're using the oil directly. And I, you know, my clients tell me when they take it, I do need you to understand that you do have to take a lot of water with it.
Water,
because if not, you're going to be, it tastes like you're burping up pizza. You know, it's pretty potent. It's an omega, like the omega oils, right? When you, after taking them, they're very strong and they're very powerful. But oregano oil has these polyphenols that really help force oxygen into the body. It's so profound, and it really happens in a really quick time. So I have my clients using it for like 2 weeks at a time, once a day, if they have something going on, and then giving themselves like a week or two break, and then you can take it again. It's not something that you want to take every single day. It is an antifungal, and it does these polyphenols. These are so abundant in here. It stops so many different bacteria from growing in the body. It's why it's so powerful. And there's just, I want everyone to understand that in taking this, like a morning regimen during the flu season, during COVID, it kills things like E. coli. I mean, in holistic practice, even in farming, it's used in water for chickens and all of our
towels and stuff to kill bacteria because it's a natural antibiotic. It's one of nature's most powerful antibiotics. And it helps with skin infections and food poisoning. I use it with my clients. If there is any kind of parasite that they get from eating sushi or, you know, raw fish or just bad takeout, right? This is a really great way to boost those antibiotic and, you know, resistant bacteria that we get into our system. And studies have shown it over and over again. But how amazing does it also show up for ourselves in a big way to reduce those LDLs and boost our HDLs, those good cholesterols that are in our body? It just, it breaks up these unhealthy fats in our body, which is also why it's so beneficial for weight loss. So it kind of pulverizes this old fat that stays in our body in a natural way. And you know, the most damaging things that we get from toxicities are the free radicals that float around in our body. And this is, again, one of those things that it helps repair free radical damage. Oregano oil does. It's even known to help kill off cancer cells. It helps with that recovery and repair exchange in our cells. So, you know, cholesterol mimics what cancer cells do. It attributes to just piling up of cells that don't die off. And that, this is one thing that oregano oil can do, is help for a cell death so that you can develop new healthy cells full of oxygen that you know, is a better way to have that energy exchange and boost your metabolism as well. So there's so many ways it helps, but you know the saying, eat an apple a day keeps the doctor away. We hear it all the time. But oregano oil actually has like 42 times the antioxidant levels of apples. I mean, it's so concentrated. It helps with yeast infections, candida. It improves your gut health. Helps with people that have all the kind of autoimmune issues and gut and issues with diarrhea, pain, bloating. So many things, and. You know, using this for a few weeks at a time, allowing your body to get this into the bloodstream, is so powerful. So keeping this in your little protocol of your medicinal, my medicine cabinet, I call it, can really, 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 really help people get through this flu season. So I wanted to talk about it because it's a little thing that everyone can get a hold of. Everyone can do. Everybody's dealing with some kind of pain relief that they're needing, and inflammation or even weight loss or, you know, just trying to feel better, serotonin and dopamine-wise, right? Sleep better. Yeah. We all want those things. And this is kind of that little miracle. I call it my little miracle pill that can help hit a bunch of issues all at once, all at one time. That is extremely powerful.
You know, I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I had a sidebar. Go ahead.
No, good. I was going to transition to some foods that I can share as well that, you know, also can help us reduce stress in our body and sleep better.
That's perfect. Go right ahead.
Okay. So we know that can take all these kinds of, you know, supplements and aid our body or put a Band-Aid on our body. And I always, Lori, you know this, I come from a place of nature, and I want people to understand and know that there's so much power in knowing what foods from nature can help certain ailments. And this is also one of those superfoods that are helpful. There's so much that we can do naturally that help us fix all of the side effects of what medications can do and do to our system. And if we can do that in a way that relates to our body's makeup, you know, natural makeup, we get to feel in harmony with our own body and not so disconnected from our own self. And in having those foods for the immune system that help, apple cider vinegar is a really powerful one that balances the body's pH levels. Yeah. So it transitions our bodies from a really acidic state, because we're all at home. We're all eating more and drinking more than we've ever have before.
Amen.
And there
Amen.
Are some easy things that we can do just once a day that can put us ahead of the curve of what we're doing. And so I call it my cure-all tea. My son calls it my hocus-pocus tea. it's whatever you want to call it, but having just, you know, once a day during, while we're transitioning into flu season, warm water with lemon and honey with a couple of tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, some fresh ginger. I have to put my Cajun roots in there, a touch of cayenne pepper. It helps with blood circulation. It's also a thermogenic, so it helps boost the metabolism. It helps with blood circulation in the body. And putting a couple of drops of that oregano oil, or taking a capsule of oregano oil at the same time, I can't tell you in my 27 years of practice, I can't tell you how many of my clients will tell me, I have taken antibiotics for 32 years and to offset my bronchitis. And I tried your hocus pocus tea, and for the first time in 32 years, I have not had bronchitis at the exact time I always get it. And I have not had to have antibiotics in my body. This is really powerful.
I'm not surprised.
And it's so empowering, though, that you feel that you can be in control of your body and you can do things like this that, you know, and they'll tell me, you know, I don't love the taste of apple cider vinegar, but the honey and the lemon helps and the ginger helps. And after I felt so good, I didn't care that the taste, I developed, you know, a taste for it, but what my body felt like from having it, it felt so strong, and it felt, I was sleeping better. I could breathe better. I mean, it's life, these little things really are life changing, and then it changes the sleep patterns. You know, we can do, there's so many things we can do. Having our, you know, proper magnesium and vitamin D and iodine, all of these things help boost our immune system naturally. And we can flood our body with oxygen with these things, with things like turmeric. This protects our immune cells in our body. It's so powerful for pain relief. There's so many things. And I know I sound like a complete nerd, but I get so excited about it, because these are the things that keep us from having these bacteria, virus, microorganisms that break down our body. And when we put these things in our system, we get better looking skin. I mean, who doesn't want that? We get, you know, we feel better in our body. We feel
sexier in our own skin.
Mm-hmm.
We feel empowered. We feel strong. We feel like we can take on things. We can help other people better from that place of feeling good. And when you're constantly having these things in your body that are natural antibiotics, you are ahead of the game. You're boosting your your feminine hormones. You're boosting your thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're having an efficient metabolism. And, you know, for us over 50, we feel that in our body, we don't have to be okay with the aches and the pains and the not sleeping and the menopause middle that we carry around, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to say, oh, well, I'm getting older and that's just how it goes. Hell no.
Yeah.
We can take
control
over that.
We don't have to resign to that. Exactly. You know, what was interesting last week, Liz was there when I was talking to Tammy Lee. What we're dealing with, I mean, I have 1 foot in physical medicine, and Tammy Lee and I had an exchange, and I was saying that what the toughest part of all of this is, there is that what we're calling the what does it matter syndrome. A lot of people, I know probably some of the best surgeons on the East Coast that are not, you know, waiting for surgery if it's possible, because a lot of the patients don't care. Their incentive is gone.
Yeah.
The dangling carrot is always, well, I love to play golf. You can't play. I love to go to the theater with my wife. Can't go. So this is what we're dealing with. And we're calling it the what does it matter syndrome. And it applies to nutrition too. And as much as we drank the Kool-Aid, we understand this. We understand how everything you put in really matters. And it's all about investing in your physical 401k, because this is what's going to help us age well. But we're in society now that's like, okay, and we're overeating, overdrinking, and it's like, well, what do I care? You know, and that's really it. And that's what we're battling, which is really hard for anybody in the field that we're in.
And I will tell you exactly, that's exactly right. And when we're eating all the sugars and all the pastries, and when we're eating those high toxic fat elements, the processed refined foods, refined sugars, white flours, white sugars.
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing those things, it's not even our fault, Laurie. It's not.
Yeah.
Those things are so addictive. It's so insane. And so that's a really good, I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is what we need. How do we get from there to there? How do we get from, I don't give a crap anymore, to, you know what? I want this for my body, but I just feel inside like I can't do it. Or there's too much around me that's pulling me down that rabbit hole. How do we get there?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my clients, they need to do that every day. I do that 5-second zap yourself into action mode, and it's counting backwards.
Mm.
And I know it sounds silly, but it's a little protocol of telling yourself, springing into action. You make a choice within 3 seconds, whether you're going to go to the pantry and grab the pastry, or if you're going to go to the refrigerator and grab something that's unnecessary, ice cream or something.
Mm-hmm.
You make that decision in 3 seconds. If you stop yourself from making that decision and you go, okay, distance yourself for 5 seconds by counting backwards for 5 seconds and decide that you're going to do something really goofy and stupid. Do something that zaps you your mindset into something that's fun. Have a 5-second dance party. Count from five all the way down to one, and then bring into something where you change your environment and you do something else. You are already on to the next thing. Putting something in its place. Tell yourself every single time that you decide that you want to go have something else first, make a deal with yourself.
Right.
Either you're going to
change your environment, or you're going to say, okay, every time I say that, I am going to drink 4 ounces of water. And then if I decide that I still want that Snickers bar that's sitting in the candy bowl at Halloween that I have refilled 3 times because I bought candy early and I keep snacking on it, and now I need to buy more for the kids for this weekend, right? This is like, it's like what we do. So if this is what's going on, you have to do something. Make a deal with yourself. Look at some cute animal videos that are funny that make you laugh. Do something instead of, but do something healthy. Decide that you're going to make yourself maybe the hocus pocus tea with, you know, honey and lemon. You're going to do that first. And then if you still want the Snickers, then allow yourself to have it. I guarantee you, you're going to do it less. You're going to think more. And I did this for myself. And I told this story, I think, in one of the shows from before, where I had 4 chins and I almost died giving birth to my oldest son, where I was literally fighting for my life. And this is what I did and how I had to get to the next step. I was 63 pounds heavier than I was when I was pregnant, leaving the hospital. And I had to do something that was going to make a difference, but it was a baby step. And I decided that anything I wanted to eat, I was going to drink water first, and then I would have it if I wanted to. And what happened is in 3 weeks, I made myself drink 8 ounces and then have what I wanted. I lost 13 pounds alone from drinking water and putting that disruption in my daily before I went to eat. It helps reduce blood sugars. It helps reduce cravings. It helps hydrate your body so you think for yourself. You think faster. You focus more.
Yeah.
And you absorb your ingredients from your food better. That one little tactic alone is helpful. And if you're going to drop one drop of oregano oil in your water while you're drinking, it's life-changing already.
Wow.
Yeah, the water is so important. I don't drink enough water, and I feel like it naturally just stresses my body out. And also, Sonia, do you feel like every time, I mean, not to play a game with your mind, but every time you do maybe make change or, you know, I'm going to have one more glass of water, or I'm going to try this before I grab the latte or this or that, do you feel like it makes for a stronger mindset? You build your mindset up, which can help the fear. Right, and that can help the fear, like you were talking about earlier in the show.
That's right. To go, it's what it's doing is it's empowering you as well. Your body is made up of 80%+ water to begin with. You are all water. When you are giving your body what it needs first and foremost before anything else, you're already changing your life. You're already flooding your cells with oxygen. The presence of oxygen is the lack of disease. That is the first thing we need to do. And our water formula, I've said this before too, and I'll say it again. Our water formula is half of our body weight. Whatever your water your weight is right now is half your body weight in ounces of water per day is how much you need to put one foot in front of the other for your organs to work properly, for you to think, for you to blink your eyes, for your organs to do what it needs to do. So if you are not at half of your body weight in ounces of water a day, you are chronically dehydrated. That is already changing your health, your longevity. Water is an anti-aging component. It's how you clean up the sluggish blood that we have from eating more and drinking more. Without it, can't clean your liver. You can't clean your intestines. You can't function. Your body shrivels up and dies. So And I told this before, and I'll say it one more time because I think it's a powerful statement and people need to understand, just like I said, your immune system is really also supported by your energy levels from your intestines. When we don't drink enough water, our body has to take, if we're not drinking our water formula, it will take it from the bile that sits in our intestines, squeeze it out of there first because it does not want to feed off of itself, and it distributes it to every cell in the body. So we are literally full of crap when we're not drinking all of our water. So you can see how easily all these toxicities, we're getting flooded with toxicities, tens of thousands of toxicities a day. And if we don't have enough water to remove them, it's the only way it can be removed. If we don't have enough water to remove them or sweat them out of our body or urinate them out of our body, they're stuck in there. And then we're breaking down the immune system.
Water's major. I feel like I'm going to, I just can't believe how much water I do not drink. So I've got to get on that.
Absolutely. Just upping it 8 ounces a day. If you're nowhere close to your water formula, I also tell everybody, don't start with your water formula if you're nowhere near it, because then you can flood your kidneys. You do want to start. If you don't, you're not a water drinker at all, start with 2 or 3 8-ounce glasses in a day. Break it down in your day, and then do that every single day. You will immediately improve you'll see your vision won't be so clouded. Your response time is quicker. Your sleep will be much better. You're regulating the temperature in your body. We won't have so many hot flashes going on and mood swings happening. You won't feel so irritated and angry all the time. This when we feel irritated and frustrated, a lot of it too comes from the foods we're eating or not eating and our body being chronically dehydrated. It's one way our body tells us that we're in a dire state. When we run hot and we run irritated and always mad and feel like we're tied up and, you know, really bound tight, it is one of those signs that our body says we need to be more flexible. We need more water. We need to be able to bend more. And that's one of the ways our body tells us, signs that our body tells us that we need more water in our body.
Yeah. So, and you drink a good amount of coffee, Liz, right? You love your coffee. So especially you should be drinking a little bit more water.
No. Of my coffee, and then the fact that when I see my kids fill up their hydro flask all the way to the, they finish it, then I see them do it again. I think,
wow!
And they are drinking, and that it makes me want to like almost put them in timeout. That's horrible.
Well,
it's just like drinking so much water. I'm jealous.
Well, you know, and to this. Cups of coffee, and this is where I want you to understand I'm not picking on you. One measure cup of coffee, and nobody drinks one measure cup of coffee. Like no one drinks one measure cup of red wine. It's coffee and wine or alcohol per cup. It works the same per cup of that you drink. It depletes 2 cups of your own body's water. It removes 2 cups of water from your body per cup of caffeine, per cup of alcohol. So you can see how fast you can shift your health on a daily, right? If you're depleting it per cup. Southern sister, drink your water.
I don't. My husband tells me all the time, you know, even though he's doing the exact same thing. we're both big coffee drinkers and we don't drink enough water. Our kids tell us because they're older, you know.
So, have a way to measure it. That's helpful too. have a way to measure it. If you're just saying, I'm going to drink my water and go to the kitchen and grab a glass, this is a really great thing to do, is get a hydro flask. Get a way to measure it and go, okay, at least I'll start with filling up this 16-ounce container or water bottle. I'll have 3 or 4 16-ounce containers in my refrigerator, and I will tell myself that by, 12, 1 o'clock, I will have drank a whole 16-ounce.
Right.
You have to put something in place. You can't just leave it to wing it and go, yes, I'm going to do it. You have to have an action step or a way to measure what you're going to do to make a change in what your behavior habits are, right? So it's not only going, I need to drink water. We know that. Our doctors tell us to drink water. They also tell us to eat healthy. But what does that mean? How you're going to do it? What are you going to do? What are the action steps that you're going to put in place to get it done, right? How are you going to show up different for yourself? How are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Have something that's constantly out that reminds you, that sits on your desk or sits on the coffee table by, the TV or sits in the kitchen wherever you are. Have it visible so you're like, oh, yeah, I got to drink it. Put a little timer on your phone. Your phone is always, your phone is there. I have my clients put a timer on their phone to drink like 4 ounces every 15 minutes they need to if they're not a water drinker until they're like, wow, once you start drinking water, what happens?
Yeah.
Your body shows up and then all of a sudden, my clients say this all the time, why am I so thirsty? I'm drinking so much. And they're so afraid. They were like, I'm going to go to the bathroom all the time. Absolutely, yes, you will in the first week or two, but it doesn't stay that way. Once your body is hydrated, it instantly stops doing that. You stop going to the bathroom all the time, and your body is cooled off. And you're like, when you don't drink your water, your body's like, wow, I am thirsty. Your body always tells you. Sometimes you're so chronically dehydrated, it's showing up in lack of sleep, in high blood pressure, in high cholesterol. That's the number one actually cause of high cholesterol is dehydration. In all of these things, right? And so when we balance our water out and we have a way to measure that, your body then stops and you're like, God, I'm thirsty. I need to drink water. And you go do it. And then your body normals, it'll get normal again. It's so powerful. So,
yes, I
hope this was helpful.
Thank you.
And it's
awesome.
Easier than most people think. Things that are easy, we don't apply. We just don't.
We
apply it like people who exercise. They're gung-ho for a week, and I'm going to make a change, and rah-rah, and then all of a sudden you don't sample into your lifestyle. And it's really easy to do, just like brushing your teeth. That's exact.
Yeah.
Look, I'm an extreme personality, too, so I can fall into that. That's exactly right. But if you look at it like, and when I tell people they have to stretch every day, I tell them, you would never say, I'm not going to commit to brushing my teeth 3 times a day. You would never consider that. But you would consider doing something without warming up your muscles or eating incorrectly. You'd consider that. And it just never made sense to me. It just never made sense.
It needs
to
be a non-negotiable, right? Like it's your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Like you have to brush your teeth every day. Water has to be a part of that. If there's anything anyone listening does, just adding the water in, even if it's having 8 more ounces than you did yesterday, you are already making, you're adding days, months, years to your life.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And your immune system. And we need to be concerned about our immune system. And we need to do things like take vitamin C and elderberry and ginger and oregano oil and turmeric. We need to do that and put that in our daily, make a little tea out of it and have it once a day.
It's life-changing. It's the difference between having an immune system that will fight for you and having one that is too weak to do that. And that's what's important. It's not about changing my entire diet. Do one thing. Pick one thing that you decide that you're going to do every day. Take a good vitamin C, not ascorbic acid. Take real good vitamin C before you get sick. We always take it after. But take it before to build up those white blood cells, right, in our body to help us fight infection. Very, very, very important. Thank you.
That's great.
To your point on oregano, this is what I was going to say before. My mother was, may her soul rest in peace, was one of 11 kids. And my grandmother and grandfather were from Italy. And, of course, the doctor, I mean, again, growing up as they did in the Depression, I'm sure there wasn't a whole lot of money. I mean, you had a family of, like, 13 at that point. And my mother had bronchitis and pleurisy as a kid. And my grandmother would make the mustard plaster, and she would make it with oregano. And every time my mother got bronchitis, this is what she did, and she put it on her chest. And my mother became, you know, non-symptomatic within 48 hours. She was able to go back to school, and my grandmother did it. And it was just these are like these old world remedies, but it was mustard and oregano.
That
my
was
mother
medicine.
Swore by it. Yeah.
Well, that's original medicine. That's original medicine.
That's exactly right.
That's why, I mean, these things, using oregano oil, putting it in a carrier oil like an olive oil or a coconut oil, because putting it right on the skin will burn. And that's
exactly.
She made those little packs, right, with oils and other herbs. And you put it, like, on the center, even, like, on your belly button around there, rubbing it into an oil with a couple of drops. It's very powerful. You don't need more than two or three drops. And adding it to injured knees. Your skin is the most absorbent property on your body. Putting it on the place that's ailing, if you can't breathe, on your chest, around your belly button for gut issues or digestion or on pain areas is the fastest way to get it in your body, where it doesn't have to, you know, if your gut isn't happy and you take it in and you're ingesting it and you have too many bad bacteria in there, it's not going to absorb all of it or properly. Or maybe it can't absorb it at all. So putting it on your skin is a really great way to do that. Thank you. That just, I should have mentioned that earlier. That is a fantastic way to get it in, is putting it topically in a carrier oil.
And to your point on when people get rabies shots, where do you get it? In your navel. As horrible, as horrendous as that is, but it's because it's got to assimilate quick. It's got to get through
in
the body
in that area.
Quick.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, it's a horrible thing to think about, because I think you get like 12 shots one after the other. The way, you know, that's just the way they did it. I think they still do it now. I don't know, but back in the day, that's where you got your rabies shots. You got bit by a dog.
That's right. Yeah. Our skin is powerful. So be careful. And we're using so much, right? I joke with my clients and I say, you know, I never thought I'd consume so much more alcohol through my hands than by my mouth. With all, you know, the hand sanitizer that we have to use, and know that, I know we have to do it, but know that it's absorbing directly into the immune system, because you're absorbing it through your skin. So what are we doing aside from that to help take those toxicities out, right? Using things like cilantro and parsley and green vegetables, spinach and broccoli, is a really powerful way to naturally detoxify those things out of our body. And oregano and the turmeric and ginger.
I forgot about broccoli. Good point.
That's vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, it's antioxidants. It helps you retain nutrients.
Water and eating broccoli, for sure.
Yeah, any of your leafy greens, because it helps naturally detox your liver, and it's so important. Your liver is the number one line of defense. It's your first line of filtration system from toxicities. And
right.
being in contact with, you know, Americans, we probably ingest a normal, in a normal 24-hour period, over 300 to 500 milligrams of toxic waste or toxicity into our liver a day. And our poor little liver can only detoxify 30 to 50 milligrams a day. And so when we put things like what we're talking about, turmeric, ginger, broccoli, you know, spinach, almonds, yogurt, those probiotics, and bell peppers, citrus fruit, when we put those kinds of things in our body, we naturally help our liver detoxify these things, which boost our immune system and our intestines to absorb nutrients properly. So it's how we can take control over it. We do have a way to do that, and we can do it in a simple, easy way. Each and every day, it's choosing. And that's what I wanted to say. I do have a free holiday survival guide.
I was going to bring that up. Perfect.
In there, I have all kind of amazing drinks. We're all going to drink. We're all going to have dessert.
Well, sure,
we're all going to have those side items. And so every year, my clients, I didn't do it 1 year, and they're all asking me, they were like, where was our survival guide this year? And I laughed because they look forward to it. And it's a guide that with soups and stuffings and gravies. Sorry, I'm talking, and now I have a dry throat. So much.
Got to drink some water.
Water. Got it.
Yeah.
But there's truffles and fudge in my guide, and cookies, but there's a whole drink item. There's hot chocolate, eggnog, there's champagne mojitos, and even non-alcoholic drinks in it that show you how to do this in a way that if you're going to have it anyway, why not do it in a way that's better for your body? Trust me,
agreed.
It's no lack of flavor. The chef side of me will not allow that. It has to taste good, and it has to be something that we want to eat. So anyone that is listening, if they do want to get my holiday survival guide that have it's just a ton of recipes in it, they can go to SoniaMarieNutrition.com. And sign up there. And actually, I'm going to send it out after Halloween. So like November 1st, I'm going to send the holiday survival guide recipe guide to everyone at that time. Yes.
Well,
so
I'm
we going to
mention all of this tomorrow. Yeah. No, I'm going to mention all of this tomorrow. I'm just going to put all the information. If there's anything else that you want to shout out now, here's the time to do it. But anything else, you could just send me by email or text me, and it's going to be on our page tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. I will do that. Yeah, I can also just I would love to, for the listeners, give them maybe like, you know, like – 8 foods that can boost their metabolism, or a couple of metabolism boosting little things that they can do, and then they can read up on so they know how it helps them in their body. It's always really helpful to understand why would that matter to me to have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what it's doing for you, I'm a huge advocate of understanding why I need it. If they tell you, you know, you need to have water. You need to have turmeric. Why do I need it? What is it going to do for me? I want to know that. So I can put a little guide together, and we
Please,
can then share it with everyone.
That would be beautiful.
That would be wonderful.
And I'd like to thank you again for being on the show. And definitely we're going to have you back, you know, as before we head for the new year. And I think that we could give you some practical, insightful tips then, certainly. But Sonia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
so, nice.
So welcome. It's so lovely to be on with both you ladies. Thank you so much for letting me share this information to everyone. And everyone, please have a happy and safe holiday season.
Absolutely.
Thank
and
you.
We'll have all your information on tomorrow on our Facebook page. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
What a wonderful guest.
Wow. Amazing information.
And are you taking notes? Because next week my mother's going to be in the sling. I want you to make sure that you're ready, for the show next week, because it's on you, baby doll.
I'll have my water and ready to go. I will definitely have my water.
But this
I'll
is the,
be ready.
And, you know, I didn't want it to throw you to the wolves or throw you under the bus, but you really have to, I mean, you have to drink a little bit more water. There's the wolf. You have to,
are
because
you,
you already have a cold. So.
Right.
So
and
you definitely, definitely have
to
start drinking some water.
I need to drink more water. I drink too much coffee
yeah.
as the dog is in the background telling me to drink water. But, most definitely. It's so important, and it's probably why I feel so dehydrated lately and depleted, you know.
And you do yoga
so,
in the morning, and it's not like you're not physical. You do things, so you definitely should be drinking a little bit more water.
I should be drinking, you know, more water with all the I'm pretty busy in my mornings and I get up very early, so you know.
I know, but she's great for it, isn't she?
I knew you
were going to love each other. I knew it was going to be like, you know a southern bonding. I knew it was going to happen, but she's lovely.
No,
she's
wonderful.
Lovely. Yeah,
I
and she's passionate
her
and she walks the walk. She walks the walk. But before we go, I want to get a Gemma moment in. What's going on with your magazine, if anybody doesn't know?
Your Gemma moment.
Gemma moment,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm supposed to return to my Fashion Fridays this Friday. Hopefully that will happen. And the musicians are still pouring in, so those need to be published. And one is a musician and an actor. So I've been having a lot of artists submit, which has been exciting. So I can't, you know, I need to step up my writing. But I've noticed, you know, like the podcast is exciting and then doing some live streams and then the writing. I enjoy the combination of the three, Lori. I do.
It all works together. It really does. It balances out really nicely, I think. Yeah.
It does. No. It really does. And it starts to come to, you know, you think, oh, no, I need to stick with just one form and this is me and this is what I'm going to do. But not at all. And it makes you more flexible in your writing and I think more flexible in all the other areas as well. You know, whether you're on live or whether you're on a blog talk radio and it you just feel grateful for it all. So, and then I've been getting like people see Louisiana and I have never had so many country people write to me. And no
I
offense,
love it.
But I just,
but that's
like,
great.
You know
that's
what?
Great.
It's great, but I need to be, you know, have some experience or like, I don't know country, I know country pop, but I'm loving and enjoying the different genres of music. You know, there's country pop, there's country, hip hop, pop, alternative.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to learn now. So hopefully we'll have some musicians ask. I love when they play on the live stream. That's the point of that. And I do want to get a makeup.
Yeah.
So and she can make me over with my water. So, with my water next to me. But I had a blast today. Thank you.
It was wonderful. And also, before we leave, we should give a shout out to the people that make us look good in our sizzle reels. If anybody's looking at our sizzle reels, your photos are done by John Colossos and mine are Sherry Rubel. And we should always give shout outs to the people behind the scenes because, you know, they're the unsung heroes, you know, and they don't, there's not a lot of photo credit that people get. So I always want to make sure that we celebrate the people that make us look good because they won't make us look good. They'll give us bad lighting. They'll yell at us. They'll put us, you know, to make. You know, what I want to ask you, were you, because I look at your pictures, were you a model at one point? Because you know
no.
how to pose. Because you know how to pose.
Well, John, as crazy as it's going to sound, my photographer husband kind of taught me. I used to
really?
Be like a scared little thing in front of the camera. And then the other
really?
Day, we were doing some shots, and he's like, I said, why do you even direct me? Do you just not care about this? And he goes, you directed yourself, you know? He said, you know how to do it now. He goes, I don't have to give you direction. And so I actually never believed that. I just thought they put the camera in front of the beautiful girl or whoever's in, you know, they're taking the picture of, and there it goes. But you actually do have to have some poses in your pocket.
You do. You do. No, I have to be honest with you. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
Oh, no, that's all I was going to say. So, you know, he's taught me, like, to learn how, as silly as it sounds, when to look at camera. If you know, do a profile, when to look at the camera then, or hand on the hip at a certain time, or, you know, you don't want to spread your legs.
Yes.
This sounds weird. You don't want to spread your legs too far, Lori, as you're putting your hand on your hip.
I really wasn't going to, but okay, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to end it there.
No,
like,
but
we can
what I wanted to say was, because I'm comfortable in front of a camera, and usually in performance shots, if somebody's taking a picture of me playing, I'm great with that. But there are, you know, even if I'm comfortable, you have to have a photographer direct you. And, you know, as far as putting your hand a certain way, you know, like taking a watch off that's oversized, you know, you need to know that
right.
Because, I mean, it's like you can't just be comfortable even if you are. And I've had photographers, I'm not saying Sherry Rubel, say, move your stupid head, move your stupid hand. Why do you look like a zombie in that? Not mentioning names, but I've had that. Not Sherry. Sherry, calm down. I didn't say you. But, and you need, somebody support you and say, well, do it this way, do it that way. It looks like this. We didn't catch the, you know, it's a catch light in your eye. You know, this is what we need to look for. So it really matters who's.
It does, Lori. And I'll just say this one thing. I did not mean to laugh at that moment. I thought you were saying that you guys joke around that way. And I'm like, okay, I guess
I've gotten yelled at. Stupid head.
No, I've
gotten that. No.
John's been very gentle because he knows I'm shy, knows I'm introverted.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started getting comfortable, he's like, okay, you're loosening up now. You want to make it look effortless, like, you know, you're not trying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a certain formula.
Yeah.
But of course, when I go watch him shoot the people he shoots, it's unbelievable. You know, because they are so, not all are comfortable, but the majority have no problem. So,
You
know,
it's like anything else. The more you do it, the more you feel comfortable. And, you know, it's effortless, but, you know, you have to do it years, you know, and, or at least months or whatever. But yeah.
Oh, Lori,
totally get
if you
it.
Sat down with him, the man would have to have a beer. He would talk to you about how many years he's been shooting me. He'd be like, okay, there's nothing left. But anyway, I had such a great show. It was so informative.
Too, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was wonderful. And thank you, Sonia, for coming on today. And we'll have all her information tomorrow. And that's our show for today.
Okay.
And next week is certainly going to be interesting.
I know.
Not to scare you, darling.
No. We're all going to be here together. And
we're all
going to
be here.
Unity. Okay.
That's exactly right. And to my lovely co-host, thank you for making this journey a wonderful one and a nice, smooth ride with some laughs along the way. And thank you for both hosts for listening in. And tomorrow we'll have guest information on our Facebook page. So as we say goodbye, go out and vote like you've never voted before, because our very lives and rights depend on it. So go out and vote. There's no excuses. And we'll see you back here next week. And Nina's going to take us home. See you next week, Lizzie.
Okay, I'll see you, Lori. Thank you.
One, two.